Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate, well, what you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by AppleTreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate that. And, of course, that is Katie Schneider, the woman who keeps me from blowing up the internet. That's another story. And the operating engineer is Local 66, and we appreciate their support, too. Join us today from Ohio's Smart, it's Stu Gardner. Stu, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. How's it going?
Good, man. Good. What's going on with Smart?
We have things going on every day, you know. We're still, our national director, John Risch, sent out a letter on the 18th to the FRA concerning disappointment about the practices of these railroads when you want to qualify an engineer or conductor over a certain territory. And it was brought up that that incident with Amtrak back in December, you know, might have played a part in this. So, I mean, that's interesting. Today we've seen that, you know, this gerrymandering issue is, you know, rearing its ugly head in Pennsylvania. Their Supreme Court ruled that it's illegal the way they have their maps drawn up, and we had the same issue here in Ohio.
Right. So, you know, and the decision that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court came out with was basically, yes, the way the Republicans have drawn the maps is too far. if you look at the voting populations here in Pennsylvania, we're about 50-50, 50% Republicans, 50% Democrats. And quite frankly, the vast majority of people are not too terribly far away from each other when it comes to a lot of the major issues. But here in Pennsylvania, out of 18 congressional seats, 13 of them belong to the Republicans, and 5 of them belong to the Democrats. And if you take a look at the way those maps are drawn, there's no rhyme or reason for the way they're drawn, other than the fact that they're trying to pack in or crack, different congressional districts, i.e. make it deliberately so, you know, there's 45% Democrats and then 55% Republicans. And when they can't do that, they pack as many Democrats into one congressional district as possible, which makes it unfair. And that's why we have a lopsided House and Senate here in Pennsylvania. And quite frankly, House here in Pennsylvania when it comes to congressional districts. So that's being changed. Unfortunately, the 18th Congressional District with Connor Lamb is not going to enjoy the redrawing before the upcoming election, but whoever gets elected in this special election is going to have to run again with a map that is drawn fairly. So,
oh, that's good news.
Yeah, and hopefully because of the case law in Pennsylvania, you folks in Ohio and other places that are still trying to take care of this will have a little bit of extra leverage there. I will tell you, you know, North Carolina did the same thing. Pennsylvania, Ohio, hopefully will get it done. I know that other states like Nevada are pushing hard to get this done, and it's a good thing. Unfortunately, our Republican friends here in Pennsylvania have decided, well, we don't believe the Republicans in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, so we're going to have to take it to the federal Supreme Court.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, what you're saying is almost we are mirrored in Ohio. We, you know, our population for the voters here are, like you say, about 50-50. You know, so that should tell you that, you know, we should have about 8 Republican congressmen and 8 Republican Democrats. I mean, Democrat congresspeople. And we're just like Pennsylvania. We have 12 Republican congressmen and only 4 with the Democrats. And it's just, you continue that with our state legislature. That's why we are so lopsided. We have a supermajority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, and it's awful tough for labor to get anything accomplished, and that's the big reason why, like you said, you have North Carolina, Maryland, Texas, and Wisconsin have already landed those cases for gerrymandering in the Supreme Court, and we're hoping Pennsylvania and Ohio will soon join that. We have a effort with some of the senators here in Ohio trying to put together their plan to, end gerrymandering, but it's not really what we all want. So there's something going on. We're circulating petitions pushing for a redistrict plan to let the voters decide come November. So we're hopeful.
You know, Stu, if all of our elected friends on either side of the aisle said, hey, you know what, I'm from this side of the aisle, I've been elected, so now, but, you know, it's important that I represent everybody, this wouldn't be an issue.
Absolutely.
But when our elected friends get elected, they get this mindset where their most important job in the world is to get reelected. and they believe that to get reelected, they shouldn't listen to the people that vote. What they should do is try and restrict that as much as they possibly can, try and pick the people that are going to vote for them, not have the people picked them. And then they turn around and they go after, you know, the Koch brothers. Hey, you know, give me $10,000 and I'll do this for you. And this is the problem that we have. And the solution is in our hands.
Yes,
register to vote and then go vote. Yeah.
Yeah. And be an informed voter. I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, I might go against the grain. But when I go to my local meetings throughout Ohio, and we have 23 locals, I try to get to their meetings at least once a year, if not twice a year. Especially during election years, I tell them, I said, I'm not the guy that's going to tell you you have to vote for this person or that person. I believe that we make our endorsements and recommendations, and that you, as hopefully an intelligent voter, will go and do your homework and choose the person and vote for that person that's going to best represent your best interests. You know, that's a good job, continuing with a good job, the safety that's involved in that job, all these other variables. And what's going to be, going to bring the, you know, giving you a living wage, and for those people that don't have jobs, you know, union jobs, but that's, you know, I might, maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I tell them. I mean, it's the truth. You need to be an informed voter, you know, to exercise that cherished right that we have, and I fully believe that.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Stu, I'm very frustrated with politicians, but. To a certain degree, I'm even more frustrated with the average American. And the reason is we're not voting anywhere at the level in this country that we should be.
Oh, my God.
You know, and if we were voting at 100%, okay, it doesn't matter if you're voting as a Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're voting as an independent or as a Republican, okay? But if we start voting in mass, it doesn't matter how much the Koch brothers or others offer a politician, because they know, the politicians know, that quite honestly, it doesn't matter how much money you put into advertising for yourself. An educated voter is going to vote their mind. So you better be, you know, you better be right by them.
Yep. I believe that wholeheartedly.
So that's where we're at. Hey, listen, we're coming to the end of it, brother. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad to hear that you guys are working on it too. I'll be honest with you. The more we talk about this, the more I giggle about it, because us poor working schmoes are winning the dogfight when it comes to gerrymandering. So
I hope so.
It's
like looking at your map in Pennsylvania and the map in Ohio for the congressional districts, and it's like a puzzle, jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's just so leaning towards that one party, and hopefully we can turn that around and make it more even for the voting public.
There you go. And that's what we're here to do. Stu, how do we find out more about Smart Ohio?
You can always go to www.smart-oslb.com.
There you go. Stu, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Hey, Charles. Thanks.
There you go. That was Stu Gardner of Smart Ohio. He's with the Railway Division. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.